Hey, man, I want to speak to a word the Lord's been speaking to me out of. The Lord just brought me through a season, and I'll tell you about that season in a moment. But He's been speaking to me from out of a story, a familiar story that I believe we probably all know, but there's just a truth He's been really ingraining within my heart. And I just want to share it with you today. I want to talk to you about prayer that puts the head back on the handle. Prayer that puts the head back on the handle. I want you to go with me to two passages of Scripture. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 and 2 Kings chapter 6. Ephesians 4, 2 Kings chapter 6. Okay, Ephesians chapter 4. We're going to look at two verses, and that's verse 31 and 32. Verse 31 says that all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Simple verse, but I want to actually read it again with you. Verse 31 says, all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Go with me to 2 Kings chapter 6, starting with verse 1. It says, and the sons of the prophet said unto Elijah, behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take hence every man a beam, and let us make a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they were come to the Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it in thither. And the iron did swim. Therefore said he, take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it up. Verse 7 again says, therefore he said, take it up to yourself. And he put out his hand and he took it up. Let's pray. Lord, I just pray, Father, that you would speak in the hearts, Lord, today. Father, I truly believe there is something here in this message that we need to see. Maybe we haven't found ourselves in this place, but it is a potential place for every believer. And Lord, if we're there, God, you want to empower us. You want to draw us out of this place and empower us again. And if we're not there, God, it is a good seed to plant in the heart to keep us, Lord. Father, I thank you for your goodness, and I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Let me just begin by saying that I have passed through a season with the Lord where the Lord has really been dealing with some anger that is in my life. I've just came through a season where God has been placing his finger on things in my heart, especially anger. I've just came through a season, I believe most of you probably know what I'm talking about, just a season where everything made me angry. Have you ever been there? That even the smallest things were just pushing my button again and again and again, and I was finding myself becoming very angry again and again and again. And it was in this season that something happened and I erupted in my anger. And as soon as I erupted in my anger, it was in that repentant place, that place where you just feel very bad about what you've done. That place where you even feel guilty for what you've done and you're just talking to the Lord and really repenting to the Lord, that God spoke very plainly to my heart, and he said, Tim, He said, you're at a point where you're flying off the handle all the time. He said, Tim, even the smallest things are causing you to fly off the handle. And immediately when he spoke those words to me, my thought immediately went to this story where you literally find an axe head flying off a handle. And it is really, in a funny sort of way, it is really a great picture of what it means to fly off the handle. So I want to look at that, and I want to look at some things that the Lord wants to speak to us today. But before we get into the story, let me just say that the term flying off the handle is a real term. And it basically means to become angry to the point that you lose control. And it's in the Google Dictionary, refers to the term flying off the handle as the way an uncontrolled way an axe head flies from off its handle, and it always refers to losing control when you're angry. And let me just say this. I do believe there is a right anger. And I do believe that there is a righteous anger. But in this message, what the Lord is really wanting to speak, he spoke to my heart and he really wants to speak about today, is just that time in your life when you can move out of an anointed place and just begin to work out of an angry heart. It can represent that place where you're building in the kingdom of God and there's an anointing upon your life, but somewhere an offense comes into the heart. And that there's an anger that finds a lodging place in your heart. And you move out of that anointed place, and daily we find ourselves just working out of an angry spirit. An angry spirit. Every morning I get up feeling angry. And I go through my day feeling angry. And whatever the Lord has set before me to do, I do it, and I do it hard work, but I do it in anger. And the Lord is saying, you know what? That can lead you to dangerous places. And that's what the Lord wants to deal with today. Listen, I don't know if you've ever been there, but I have been there. I have been there where and the Lord has shown me you've moved out of a place of impact. You're not building with impact. You're just building out of an angry heart. And the things that you're building are truly not impactful. And I need to bring you back to that anointed place again. Amen. So, let's look at our story. 2 Kings chapter 6. And let's just keep it simple so we can stick to the point. The school of prophets, they feel like they need to build a bigger school. They feel like the place that we're at, the school that we're at, is just too small. We need to enlarge our borders. So Elisha, we need to build a bigger school. So they say to Elisha, Elijah, will you go with us to the Jordan so that we can build? So Elisha agrees to go with them to the Jordan. And what happens is they all get their axes and they march down to the Jordan and they start chopping down trees. And the Bible tells us as one is chopping down a tree, his axe head suddenly flies off the handle and into the river. So here's the first question I want to ask for our sermon this morning. This man's literally chopping down a tree, and before the tree falls, his axe head flies off the handle and into the river. What does the axe head flying off the handle and into the river represent? Let me tell you what it represents. It represents powerless places. It represents suddenly coming to the realization that I'm building something, but I no longer have power to build with impact. I no longer have the cutting edge on my axe anymore. You see, this prophet was building something, but suddenly he finds himself there without an axe head, and he's now powerless to continue to chop this tree down. He's now powerless to finish the job. So it represents standing in powerless places. And the Bible tells us plainly that a man with an angry spirit is a powerless man. Proverbs 28 says, he who has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. And yet another version reads it this way. It reads, if you cannot control your anger, you are as helpless as a city without walls open to attack. So when it's talking about if you can't control your anger, really when you study it out, it's talking about a person who's just angry all the time. It's not talking about you just flying into fits all the time. It's talking about everything makes me angry and I'm just walking with an angry spirit all the time. What the Bible is plainly telling us is an angry man who walks with an angry spirit. He is an unprotected man. He is a helpless man. He is a powerless man standing in powerless places. Amen. Well, I'll amen myself this morning. Amen. Looking at some of your faces, I see I got the right message today. Amen. Now again, we're talking about building something. This prophet no longer has the power to build. He was chopping down a tree. He loses his axe head. And now he's powerless to finish the job. And the question that comes to my mind is simply this. What are things you are trying to build? What are some of the things you're trying to build in your Christian walk? What are some of the things you're trying to build in your marriage? What are some of the things you're trying to build into the lives of your children? What are some of the things you're trying to build into your ministry? Beloved, by the grace of God, I believe we are all trying to build something. And this is what we need to understand. I believe the Lord would tell us this morning in love, don't fool yourself. When you've left the anointed place, and you find yourself daily just getting up with an angry heart and working out of an angry heart, don't fool yourself. You're producing little to nothing of value. You see, in this story, this man lost his axe head. And if he doesn't recover his axe head, he will spend the rest of the day beating on that tree and beating on that tree and beating on that tree and producing nothing. Now, some of us would be thinking, Pastor Tim, come on, he's not that stupid. This prophet knows that his axe head has left the axe handle and is laying in the river. I mean, who wouldn't know that? Surely he would see he no longer has his axe head. But here's what you got to understand. Listen, do we understand how many people there are in ministry today? They're in ministry today and they are blind to the fact that somewhere they've moved out of the anointed place because an anger has gotten into the heart, and now days are turning into weeks and weeks are turning into months that they're continually just working out of an angry heart. It happens. And I'm telling you, when you've left that place of anointed ministry, when you left that place of tenderheartedness and kindness and gentleness that we've read, and our spirit is just always angry, there will be a point where what we're building is unconstructive. And we're standing in a powerless place. Amen. But here's the good news. There is a heartfelt prayer that will put the head back on the handle. There is truly a prayer that comes from the heart that will put the sharp edge back on your handle. And you can build with impact again. Look with me at verse 5, 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 5. Verse 5 says, but as one was felling a beam, a tree, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. He said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. Now, really looking at what he just said, what is truly the concern that's in his heart? When you look at the words that just came out of his mouth, what does that tell you that's deep down within his heart? Here's what it tells us. His concern is this. I was given something that don't belong to me, and I feel responsible for it. This axe was borrowed. This axe was loaned to me, and I feel responsible for it. And beloved, I believe there are things that God has entrusted into all of our hands that we carry a sense of responsibility for. You know, personally speaking, the Lord's given me a wife and a family. The Lord has given me a minister, a ministry. The Lord has blessed me with a church to pastor. And in my heart, I carry a sense of responsibility to the Lord. You know, I carry a sense of responsibility in my heart to be the spiritual leader of my family. I carry a sense of responsibility in my heart to be diligent and look after the church that He's entrusted in my hands. And can I tell you, when I was in that season with the Lord, where the Lord was really dealing with me about this anger, for the first time in my life, this man's prayer became real in me. You mean, I've read this story many times before, but I found myself actually living the story. I found myself in a place when the Lord was really dealing with this anger in my life. I felt in my heart, God, You have entrusted me with things. You've entrusted me with the spiritual leadership of my home. You've entrusted me with a ministry where every day I teach the Bible students. You've entrusted me with a church. But God, somewhere in my heart, I truly sense I've left the anointed place and I'm just working out of an angry heart. God, I am working hard. I am working hard, God. But somewhere I've left the anointed place and God, I'm working out of an angry heart. God, everything makes me angry. I'm angry in my home. I'm angry in my school. I'm angry in my church. I'm in just a place where I'm a very angry man. And I'm working hard, but I'm working out of an angry spirit. And God, the things that You have entrusted to me, because I'm working out of this angry spirit, I'm working hard, but I don't feel like I'm impactive, like You've called me to be. God, one more time, would You put a sharp edge on my axe? One more time, would You cause me to be impactful? One more time, would You cause me to be influential in my home, influential in the classroom, influential in my church? God, would You put a sharp edge on my axe again? Because You've caused me to realize I'm just working out of an angry heart. And it's gotten to the point it's influencing my home. It's influencing my church. It's influencing my ministry in the classroom. God, would You help me? I know this prayer. I know what the man is saying. Well, then the question then becomes, okay, when we suddenly realize I'm working out of an angry heart. I'm doing the work, but my spirit is angry. And days are passing in the weeks. What's the solution? Well, I think we all know what it is, but let's just look at it in our story. Look with me at verse 5. But as one was felling the beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." And the man of God said, "Where fell it?" And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. So he placed the stick in the water, and the iron did swim. And we all know what the stick represents. The stick represents the cross. But here's what the Lord wants to bring to our heart again. It would just be so easy to say the cross, come to the cross. Be easy to do that. But here's what the Lord wants us to understand this morning. Listen. It's simple faith that so supernaturally activates the power of the cross in our life. It's just simple faith that puts the power of the cross at work in our life again. And beloved, here's my point. Elisha putting the stick in the water represents the Holy Spirit one more time coming to my heart and breathing a prayer into my heart. It represents when you are in that desperate, powerless place, but suddenly the Holy Spirit shows up and He breathes a prayer into your heart. And the prayer goes something like this: "Oh God, would You touch me with the power of the cross again? Would you cleanse me of my sin? Would you empower me to put away my anger, to put away my wrath, to put away my bitter speaking, to put away my malice? And God, would you empower me again to take up love, to take up kindness, to take up tenderheartedness? God, empower me again to be able to forgive others as I've been forgiven without continuing to hold the grudge. That's what it represents. Him placing that stick in the water, the cross causing the iron to swim, it represents suddenly you're standing in this desperate place, this powerless place, but the Holy Spirit comes upon your heart with a prayer. And that prayer is so alive in you. That prayer is simply this: God, I recognize my anger. Would you touch me with the power of the cross again? God, would you empower me to put away my anger, to put away wrath, to put away my bitter speaking of others? And one more time, would you empower me to take up forgiveness, compassion, mercy, a tender heart, forgiving others and not holding a grudge? You see, when Elisha put the stick in the water and the iron head swim, he looked at the man and he said to him, take it up. And that represents something. That represents God saying one more time, supernaturally, I give you the power to take up mercy. I give you the power to take up gentleness. I give you the power to put the anger away and put on a tenderness of heart again. I give you the power. The world can't give you the power, but we're not talking about the world. We're talking about the power of the cross, and you will find the power again. I believe there are many people in the body of Christ, maybe even here today, you need to be empowered again. Because you're working hard, you're doing the work, you're doing your ministry. But if we were to be honest with ourselves, we would say, every day I get up angry. I go to class angry. I'm in the kitchen doing the work, but while I'm in the kitchen doing my work, I'm just angry. And days are turning into weeks. Maybe even weeks have turned into a month, 2 months, months. And I'm just angry. You don't have to fly into fits to fly off the handle. It just means somewhere I've left the anointed place. And every day I work out of an angry heart. God says you need to come back to the power of the cross again, because at the cross, a simple faith just empowers you to put away the anger and to find that tenderness of heart again. Amen. Now here's where I want to end this message. Here's how I want to end this message. This message isn't just for newborn Christians who have anger issues. But in the body of Christ, I truly believe it's for many people that's been walking with God a long time. You see, in our story, this prophet starts off with an edge, a sharp edge on his axe. He's a man who's sharp with the word. He's a man who's skillful with the word. He's a man that's been a studier of the word, and he knows how to rightly divide the word. But suddenly, he finds himself in a powerless place. And I believe there are people in the body of Christ, and I say this in love, I say it because the Lord put it in my heart. I believe there are people, they're not newborn babes in Christ. They've walked with God for a long time. They've been a student of the word for a long time. But somewhere an offense has come in, and anger has found a lodging place, and it hasn't been dealt with. And it's just something that is sitting in the heart. And now every day they simply work and move out of an angry spirit. And God is saying, you need to come to the cross again. You need to be empowered again. One more time, you need to take up love. You need to take up compassion. You need to take up a tenderness of heart. You need to take up mercy. One more time, I'll give you the power to take it up. If you'll just come to the cross again. I've been there and I've seen it. And it happens. And days can turn into weeks, and weeks can turn into months, and you leave the anointed place. And you're just working out of an angry heart. And if we stay in that place, we lose our impact. Amen. Stand with me this morning. Maybe this word was a word for someone here today. Maybe it was just a seed God wants to plant in the heart. So when we find ourselves walking in angry places, the Lord would say, aha, remember the word. You need to get to the cross before you find yourself in that place. I don't know. But I am going to give a simple altar call, just an altar call. So if you bow your heads with me, this is my altar call this morning. Pastor Tim, I just feel like the Lord put something, put a finger on my heart this morning. I feel like I am working out of an angry heart. I'm doing the work. I'm doing what the Lord put in my heart to do. But I just sense I'm working out of an angry heart. Something has come in. Anger has found a lodging place in my heart. And days are turning into weeks. And I need to get back to the cross. I need to be empowered again. I need to be impactful again. I need to put away wrath and anger. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, I need to take up a tenderness of heart and kindness, mercy, compassion. If that's you, just be honest here. I was honest with you. You can be honest with me. I've walked through this season. If that's you and if you just need prayer today, won't you come to the altar and we will take a moment to pray. Amen. I'm telling you, it's not a good place to be. When you move out of that tender-hearted place and every day you just find yourself angry, you're doing the work, but you're just working out of an angry heart, it is not a good place to be. But I'm telling you, the cross has power this morning. And if you came, why don't you just take a few minutes between you and the Lord and let's just confess our anger to the Lord. And let's just tell the Lord, Lord, one more time, would you just empower me to take up tenderheartedness, to take up gentleness. God, would you empower me again with the sweet spirit? God, as I do your work, your goodness is so great. And little offenses are going to come, but God, your goodness is so much greater than the little offenses. And I don't want to hold a little offense in my heart. Help me to be grateful. Help me to truly be grateful. Help me to serve you with a grateful heart. Help me to serve you with a sweetness in my heart because I'm just thankful for your goodness in my life. God, would you help me? Lord, I lay down the anger. I lay down the bitter speaking about others. I lay it down. God, would you empower me, Lord, to take up a tenderness of heart again. Amen. So I'm going to be quiet now. And you just talk to the Lord. And then we'll close in prayer this morning. Lord, we just come to the cross again, God. And Father, we thank you for your faithfulness in our life and your goodness in causing us to see and opening our eyes to see that we've moved out of the impactful place and we're just working out of an angry place, God. Father, I thank you that your spirit has come in the gentleness of his hand. God, he's helped us to see some things that we need to see, God. And Father, we just come to the cross again. Lord, there's a faith in our heart. Holy Spirit, you breathed it there. That the cross has the power to deal with my anger and to deal with my bitterness. And we bring our anger to you, God. And one more time, Lord, would you cleanse us in the blood? And would you empower us, God, to lay down our anger and lay down our bitterness and lay down our malice and lay down our bitter speaking? And God, would you empower us again to take up a tenderness of heart, to take up a sweetness of spirit, God, to take up gentleness and kindness and mercy and to truly move with your heart. God, whatever it is that you've called us to do, would you empower us again to move with your heart? And that will put the edge back on our acts. God, we'll find our impactfulness again. We'll find our influence again. God, we'll find the power to begin to move forward and build again, God, something that has value. And I thank you for it, God. Lord, I thank you for these precious people that were, as I was honest with them today, God, they were honest with us today. And they've come down to this altar with an honest heart. And God, that's all it takes is an honest heart. God, it's pride that keeps the prison lock on the prison door. It takes humility to see those prison doors open. But God, when we humble ourselves, pride has no ground with us. And that's when the prison doors open. And I thank you for a humbling of heart today. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to begin to open those prison doors of anger. And one more time, God, they're going to move with your heart, a tenderness of heart, a powerful heart. Father, I thank you. And we just pray it in simple faith. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, if you'll stand with me, we'll close in prayer. If you want to stay in the altar a little longer, please feel free to do so. But let's just go ahead and close this morning. Father, I thank you for this service, God. From the opening of the service to the worship, God, we've sensed your presence. We've sensed the gentleness of your spirit. And Father, we thank you that your word says it's the gentleness of God that make men great. That God, within your gentleness is a supernatural power to make great men and women of God. Great in the things of God. And I thank you, Lord, that we've sensed that here today. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you've done a deep word through your word. You've done a deep work in people's hearts. And God, you've empowered people to take some things up that they need to take up. And we know it comes through the power of the cross. And we're so grateful for the cross. And God, as we go, Lord, I pray that you would protect everyone on the road. And God, that you would just give us a day. Let the richness of your presence dwell within our hearts. God, give us a hunger for your word. Let us be people that seek you in the word. Not just when we come to church on Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Lord, we would have a life in the word. Father, we love you today. And we just thank you for your faithfulness. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you this morning.